Good evening, members of the pack. Tonight's episode is They Do Not Care About You. I have not watched the news on TV for well over a decade. Since discovering the manosphere, I get more news from my sources than I ever learned from TV. I recently read CNN view rate was down 90%. I hope all of those big companies go under. They do nothing but lie and try to brainwash you into thinking the way they want you to. Just look at the big event that led to who would be in the White Building. Society and the government do not care about you whatsoever. You are just a number on a spreadsheet to them. If you were to roll over dead tomorrow, there would be no tears shed. F them. The only person you know who will always have your back is yourself. Episode 3, I talked about taking care of yourself before others. When you are going through a divorce, it can be soul-crushing. I escaped with minimal damage, but others have not been as fortunate as me. The men who go through a brutal divorce may have to stand before a judge. The state, the government, and society does not care about your divorce. They do not care how much of a financial burden it will be on you. You may lose your house, you may lose all of your pensions, half of your belongings, you may have to pay alimony and child support. Some men become homeless after divorce, or they have to live out of their vehicle. The women usually win alimony and child support. They are warm by the fire. Meanwhile, you are living out of a van, freezing, alone. Supporting a woman who gutted you and threw you away like trash. There is no handout for the man who was divorced. He often bears the burden alone, unless he has family or friends to help him out. No one cares if you have clothes on your back or food in your stomach. They do not care if you get a warm shower. I never knew about common law marriage until the manosphere. A common law marriage is one in which the couple lives together for a period of time and holds themselves out to friends, family, and the community as being married, but without ever going through a formal ceremony or getting a marriage license. You could have a woman simply living with you, and if she leaves you, she basically could divorce you. I was completely shocked learning about this. I have never heard about it anywhere except in the manosphere. I started to wonder. Why? I think the state and the women do not want you or I to know about this. Laws and policies are always changing. Currently, I show the following states having common law marriage: Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, New Hampshire, Texas, Utah. I am curious to those of you living in these states. Was it ever told to you when you lived there? I am in the US, so I cannot speak for other countries, but I do have another story for those of you who live in Canada. A wealthy businessman will have to pay more than $50,000 a month in spousal support for 10 years to a woman with whom he had a long-term romantic relationship, even though they kept separate homes and had no children together, Ontario's top court has ruled. Under Ontario law, an unmarried couple are considered common-law spouses if they have cohabited, lived together in a conjugal relationship continuously for at least 3 years. But that doesn't necessarily mean living in the same home, the court found. Lack of a shared residence is not determinative of the issue of cohabitation, the appeal court said. There are many cases in which courts have found cohabitation where the parties stayed together only intermittently. The decision comes in the case of Lisa Kleimans and Michael Lattner, both of Toronto, who began a romantic relationship after meeting in October 2001. At the time, she was 38 and separated with two children, court records show. He was 46 and divorced with three children. Although they maintained their separate homes, Lattner and Kleimans behaved as a couple both privately and publicly. They vacationed together. He gave her a 7.5-carat diamond ring and other jewelry that she wore. She quit her job and would regularly sleep at his house. They traveled together and talked about living together. Lattner proposed several times and Kleimans accepted. He often referred to her by his last name. However, he insisted she sign a marriage contract and came up with several drafts. She refused. Throughout their relationship, the two kept separate bank accounts and never owned property in common. Nevertheless, Lattner gave Kleimans thousands of dollars every month, a credit card, paid off her mortgage, and showered her with expensive gifts. He provided her and her children with a lavish lifestyle, the court found. Theirs was a committed relationship, the appeal court said. When their 14-year relationship finally broke down in May 2015, Clemens asked the courts to recognize her as Lattner's spouse and order him to pay her support. He argued she had been a travel companion and girlfriend, nothing more. As such, he said, they were never legally spouses and he owed no support. An 8-day trial ensued. In her decision in February 2019, Superior Court Justice Sharon Shore sided with Clemens. She ruled they were in fact longtime spouses, finding that despite their separate home, they lived under one roof at Lattner's cottage for part of the summer and during winter vacations in Florida. Shore ordered him to pay her $53,077 monthly indefinitely. Lattner appealed. The higher court leaned heavily on Shore's analysis, finding she was right to conclude cohabitation can occur even when the parties stay together intermittently. The appeal court did find Shore had made an error in deciding how long Lattner would have to pay Clemens support based on when they first began cohabiting. While Shore had found that to be almost from the get-go, the higher court said it wasn't earlier than their first stay together at his cottage, meaning they didn't reach the threshold for indefinite payments. Instead, it ordered him to pay her support for 10 years. Clemens and her lawyers declined comment. Lawyers for Lattner did not immediately respond to a request for comment. You see how messed up that is. Do your research, guys, if you plan on interacting with women. My solution is simply not interact with them. Another recent law that has gone into effect in New York. If a woman has alcohol and gives consent, her consent does not matter. Once a woman has alcohol, she is deemed unfit to make decisions. 99.9% of the time, it is the woman that says she was unfit to give consent. Laws are always changing, and it's not talked about. Then there is the Me Also movement. Many men were falsely accused and are now behind bars. No one cares about those innocent men who are rotting away behind bars. This topic may make you uncomfortable, even paranoid to approach and interact with women. It should scare you. Because I want you to know how dangerous it is getting out there. Now for the good part. More and more men are saying F this nonsense. Men are content to live in a bachelor pad playing video games, reading books, playing sports, and just enjoying a peaceful life by themselves. Oftentimes these bachelors are shamed for not wanting to be with women. You often hear how they try to shame us men who have checked out. I think someday the tables will turn and men will start shaming men for interacting with women. It is trending that way. The more they target men, the more we withdraw. What happens when you have a society that the men wish to avoid the women? It's heading that way. Simps are the only thing slowing it down. Because society does not care about us. We must care about ourselves. Focus on you and stash your money. You will become a wealthy man who will be able to hire your own lawyers, should the need arise. You will also be able to hire nurses or maids. Money is power. Become the man who is able to sustain himself. You do not want to become the man who lives in a van freezing at night. Society doesn't care about you. It's time to take your ball and go home. Build your life into a great life. You can choose who you let into your life. Let the system crumble. Let all these women age themselves out of the market. We are in a time where it's better to be single than to be with a woman. If you have any topics you would like to have me cover, or if you would like advice, etc., you may contact me at the email address in the description below. I am slowly getting set up on my alternative platforms. I retire from the military in about 1 month. That will be a nice break, which will give me more time to develop my alternative platforms. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, beneath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite.
I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a